probably a good idea if we pray. Someone stopped me between services and said, thank you for letting me pray. I kept my eyes closed through the whole sermon. So enjoy your nap. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thanks for always being with us on days like today when we're slip-sliding on the roads. Sometimes we slip-slide between our ears too, but especially today when all those first responders are out there doing their deal, putting their life on the line. And long as we got your ear, how about for the troops and the families? And pray for peace in your world, Lord, please, 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 for all who serve, whether they be teachers or family, friends. Thanks, Lord, for walking with us. We need your help just every day. I'm still kind of in awe about this Simeon guy, Lord, who loves you and he's been waiting for years to see the Christ child. Let us have patience, please, Lord. Let us have his sensitivity of your voice, his joy at the fulfillment of your promise, and his discernment of your words. We're going to look at your words today, Lord. So please help us to learn what it is we're supposed to learn so we can be of maximum service to you and to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, what part of the gospel lesson did you like the best? Oh, don't all speak at once. I got hooked on, the bobber started moving when they tell that story about Simeon. You know, I'm thinking he's a gray-haired old guy with a mustache and a beard. Oh, maybe I relate to that character. But the hook was set when I hear what the guy says. Wonderful time. He's been waiting and waiting and waiting. Anyone like waiting besides Pastor Rod and me? What do you wait for, too? Hey, patience factor. Do you ever have this prayer? Lord, give me patience and would you hurry up? I want things my way. My favorite oldest middle dead brother, anyway, the one that's closest, 18 months, Paul would always tell me this, just be reasonable and do it my way. Yeah. I got stuck the other day behind someone and I had to wait. This person was quite obviously, the driver was accelerator challenged. Right? And most definitely engaged in phone, emails or text or whatever, completely unconscious, driving. Of course, this driver gets us all up to the stoplight, and the rest of us, we had the joy of waiting. It's not easy to wait, is it? Whether it's, you know, strange, weird things like, you know, accelerator challenge drivers. Anyone been in the service? Didn't you love standing in line for chow? Hurry up, get there. I've never favored that. How about ever wait for a kid to come home, sleeping like this, you know? Or maybe it's a little more serious than that. What are we having a hard time waiting for now? What is it for you? Medical test results? Cancer? Anxiety? Depression? When are you waiting for the pain and the gloom and the darkness to go away? Maybe. Or maybe it's a prodigal child that you've been praying will come home and return home as well as return to the child, return to the Lord. While waiting, sometimes I ask the question, okay, Lord, what am I supposed to learn from this? What's the lesson? Today, we're looking at this gray-haired, silver-haired, mustache-bearded guy named Simeon who's been waiting. He's been waiting for a long time. The Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not see death until he saw the salvation of the world with his own eyes. He was waiting for the most important thing in his whole life. for his eyes to see the salvation of all the people. We don't know how long he waited. We do know a few things about him, though. It says he was righteous and devout. He's the guy that said Jesus was the gift of God. He recognized Jesus as the Messiah, and that Jesus would be what? A light, just what they sang about. A light to the entire world, ready for all people. Did you catch that? Here's the Cliff Clavin trivia fact. Ready? This messenger of God, Simeon, takes a line from the second chapter of Luke, which we're in right now, verse 10. Do you remember this? We just read it earlier this year. The angel shows up to the shepherds in verse 10. I bring you good news of a great joy for all of the people. I'm trying to put myself in the story of what it was like to be a little mouse watching Simeon in the temple. And here comes Mary and Joseph, carrying the baby Jesus, doing what's required by the law. Jesus is about 40 days old. When's the last time you held a 40-day-old infant? Didn't that just melt you? Even if it's not your kid. It's like, oh. They bring him. And nothing had been normal for Mary and Joseph since the first time that angel visited Mary. Remember that early on before the birth? And yet they continued to trust God. Mary and Joseph doing the next right thing. They believed that the God that had brought them this far would continue to give them strength and grace for the next month and years to come. Can you imagine that Simeon and Mary and Joseph interaction, what that looked like? It says, but Pastor Rudd read so beautifully, that the Holy Spirit, that he was filled with the Holy Spirit, said it twice. What was the Holy Spirit doing to Simeon? Was it nudging him? Encouraging him? Sidebar, what's the Holy Spirit doing with you? He approaches Mary and Joseph. Pardon me? Reaches for the child. Takes baby Jesus in his arms. How do you think Simeon felt at that moment? Was it a goosebump deal for him? Right? Did he have tears in his eyes? Was he holding the tears back? Can you imagine this baby, holding a baby, and what does he do? He praises God and prayed. Lesson there for us. Whenever we're holding an infant or a kid, we praise God and we pray that the Lord would bless. Lord, you are now dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people, Israel. Luke 2, 29 to 32. Simeon, in effect, is saying, I've seen him. I've looked into the face of my Savior. I don't have to wait and watch him grow or to be nurtured. I don't need to watch him do his public ministry or listen to any of his teachings. I don't need to see the transfiguration. I do not need to be a witness to the atoning death on the cross and his resurrection. I have seen it. I have seen all I've ever needed to see. And in his face, I see the light of salvation for all people. It's enough now, Lord. I'm tired. I've endured so much. I've waited for this salvation promise. Take me home. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people. A light. May we be found faith-filled and as we wait on the Lord, right? Even as we long for our waiting to be over, whatever that waiting is, please, Lord, help us be filled with the joy of Christ. Amen.